主耶稣拣选我们啊，要让我们成为得胜的基督徒。
Jesus has chosen us so that we can be the winning Christian.
啊，一个成熟的基督徒啊，他才能够成为一个得胜的基督徒。
Only as a fully developed Christian can we become a winning Christian.
啊，要成熟啊，就必须要经过灵性上的这种自我的训练。
To be a mature Christian, we must go through spiritual disciplines.
如果我们不训练自己，我们会常常会觉得说做基督徒很难。
If we do not discipline ourselves, we often feel that it is hard to be a Christian.
如果我们不训练自己，我们会觉得天国离我好远。
If we do not discipline ourselves, we will often feel that the heaven is very far away from us.
如果我们不训练自己，虽然圣经是宝藏啊，但是我们一点也没有发现。
And if we do not discipline ourselves spiritually, even though we know that the Bible is a treasure box, we will find that we have not gained at all.
如果我们不训练自己，我们跟圣灵是非常的，对圣灵是非常肤浅的。
And if we do not spiritually discipline ourselves, we will find that the Holy Spirit is very shallow within us.
我们没有办法去深深的去尝到圣灵中祷告的那一种意境。
We cannot experience the depth of the Holy Spirit when we pray.
神是愿意将他丰富的恩典来赏赐给我们，但是神也不会轻易给那些不在乎的人。
Our God willingly gives all His blessings and grace upon us, but He does not give those who carelessly ask for them.
所以我们要背圣记，默想圣记。
Therefore, we must memorize Bible verses and meditate upon them.
让神的教训来带领我们的生活。
So that God's teachings can guide our lives.
我们要多祷告啊，让我们能够让神亲自来带领我们。
We must pray so that God Himself can guide us.
甚至我们需要的时候做禁食祷告，来胜过我们这个肉体的这个食欲跟胃口。
And when it is necessary, it is important that we fast and pray so that we know how to discipline our fleshy desires.
我们如果胜过了这个肉体的胃口。我们才能够有一个更大的属灵的胃口。
If we can overcome this fleshly hunger, then we can feed our spiritual appetite.
这一堂课我们来谈的题目是主啊，你是谁？
For this session, our topic of mutual encouragement is Who are you, Lord?
在新约圣经二十七卷里头，其中有十四卷是保罗的书信。
Within the 27 books from the New Testament, there are 14 that were written by Paul.
我们说保罗他实在是一个非常魔幻的基督徒。
Paul was indeed a great Christian.
如果讲白一点的话，他是一个成功的基督徒。
And to put it in simpler words, he was a successful Christian.
其实保罗这一个人，在他还没有成为基督徒之前，他就是一个相当成功的一个人。
Before Paul came to Christ, he was a successful man.
照他自己的描述，他跟他同辈的人，他比他们。还要长进啊，就是比他们更有成就。
According to his own description, he was more prosperous than any man of his own age.
在当时的这个罗马帝国所统治的犹太社会里头，有所谓的公会。
Under the Roman Empire's rule, there was
Sanhedrin 在犹太社会里头。
There was the Sanhedrin system.
就是 Sanhedrin 对就是。罗马政府允许犹太人他们有部分的这种自治。
And it is when the Roman Empire allows some Jews to have a systematic power.
他们一般的事务可以经过这个组织来做管理或者做审判。
And many affairs can go through this system to be ruled and judged.
那保罗跟这个组织有很好的关系。
And Paul was in close relationship with the system.
甚至有人说他可能就是当中的一位成员。
Many even said that he may be a member of this system.
所以当犹太人在逼迫起初在逼迫基督徒的时候。
And therefore when the Jews were first persecuting Jesus Christ.
这保罗呢他有那个权柄抓基督徒这个刑罚他们把他们下在监牢里。
Paul had the authority to capture Christians and put them into jail.
一个人的成功通常有他的一个比较突出的一个特性。
The success of a man often has a special characteristics.
我们来看保罗他之所以成功的一个的特色。
Let us see how Paul was successful.
请看《使徒行传》二十二章。
Turn to Acts chapter 22.
《使徒行传》二十二章第三节。
Acts chapter 22 verse 3.
这里所描写的是保罗他信主的经过。
Here it describes the process of converting Paul.
这是他一生永远难忘也是最重要的一个关键。
And this was the key point of Paul's life.
所以他常常提起这件事情。
And therefore Paul mentions this often.
使徒行传二十二章第三节。
Acts chapter 22 verse 3.
保罗说：“我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，长在这城里，在加玛列门下，按着我们祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神，像你们众人今日一样。”第四。
Verse 4.
我也曾逼迫奉这道的人，直到死地，无论男女都所拿下监。第五。
Verse 5.
这是大祭司和众长老可以给我做见证的。我又领了他们达以弟兄的书信往大马色去，要把他们那里奉这道的人所拿带到耶路撒冷受刑。第六。
Verse 6.
我将到大马色正走的时候，约在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我。第七。
Verse 7.
我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”第八。
Verse 8.
我回答说：“主啊，你是谁？”他说：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。”第九。
Verse 9.
与我同行的人看见了那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。第十。
Verse 10.
我说：“主啊，我当做什么？”主说：“起来，进大马色去，在那里要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。”从保罗的这一段经历里头，我们来看到保罗这一个人他成功的两个特点。
From these scriptures of Paul, we can understand two key points of Paul's success.
第一个，他问说：“你是谁？”
Paul first asked, "Who are you?"
我们知道，在一个人的成功跟他周遭的人常常有密切的关系。
We know the success of man often has something to do with the surroundings and the people around him.
人很难靠自己一个人就能够成功。
It's very hard to become successful just by yourself.
我们的成功常常跟我们密切交往的人有直接的关系。
And therefore, our own success has close relationship with the people around us.
反面来看，我们的失败常常跟我们所交往的人也有直接的关系。
In other words, our failure may often be related to the people around us.
保罗之所以会成功，他很在意他周遭的人。
The reason why Paul was so successful is because he cared about who was around him.
他问说：“你是谁？”
He took time to ask, "Who are you?"
如果我们想要成功，我们要常常这样问：“你是谁？”
If we want to become successful, we must often ask, "Who are you?"
在创世纪第三章写到人类这个非常负面的一个事情，就是亚当夏娃他们的堕落。
In Genesis chapter 3, it described the fall of man, the fall of Adam and Eve.
当时这个夏娃呢，她就是没有问说你是谁。
At that time, Eve did not ask, "Who are you?"
结果就跟这个蛇在那边谈话，结果呢就落入了圈套。
Eve was in converse with the serpent, and therefore causing herself to sin.
虽然是很小的一件事情，但是呢。会影响我们是不是能够成功。
Even though this is a small matter, but it affects our success.
我们来看一个正面的例子。
Let's look at a positive example.
请看《耶稣雅记》第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6 of Joshua.
耶稣雅记第六章十三节。
Joshua chapter 6 verse 13.
对不起，是第五章。
Sorry, Joshua chapter 5.
十三节，耶稣亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。耶稣亚到他那里，问他说：“你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？” 我们知道约书亚继承摩西要带领百姓进入迦南地。
You know, after Joshua took up Moses' position to lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
啊，这些以色列人凭着信心过了约旦河。
And the Israelites crossed the river of Jordan by faith.
啊，现在他们面对着第一座城市耶利哥城。
Now they're faced with their very first city, city of Jericho.
这是进入迦南地的第一场战争。
This was the first battleship they encountered.After they entered into the land of Canaan,
在约旦河西边的第一场战争
the west side of the river Jordan, they met up with their first battle.
这是一场很关键性的战争
And this is a very important battle.
对约书亚来讲，这一场战争一定要得胜
To Joshua, this is a battle that they must win.
啊，当然他们有靠神的信心
But obviously, they have the faith towards God.
但是作为一个这个领导者啊，他还是在那边。思想着，筹算着。
As a leader, he still calculated and planned.
他可能望着那坚固宏伟的耶利哥城。
When he looked upon the sturdy walls of the city of Jericho,
到底要怎么来打胜这一场战
？He had to think about how he could win this battle.
啊，耶稣亚他是一个经过战争的人。
And Joshua was a man of battle. He has been through many wars.
但是这一场战争太重要了。
But this was a very, very important battle.
啊、在他在那边观看的当中、啊、这里说不料在他面前出现了一个、啊、一个人手里有拔出来的刀
And when he was examining this city of Jericho He saw a man holding a sword
我们看到耶稣亚他第一个反应
And the first reaction Joshua took was
就是说你是谁
Joshua went up to him and asked Who are you?
你是帮助我的呢还是帮助敌人的
Are you on my side? Are you my soldier? Or are you an enemy?
耶稣亚要弄清楚
Joshua had to get this straight、
啊、所以耶稣亚也是一个圣经里头成功的人物
And therefore Joshua is a successful character in the Bible
我们再来看一个负面的例子
Let's look at a negative example in the Bible
撒母记下十三章
2 Samuel chapter 13
撒母记下十三章第三节
2 Samuel chapter 13 verse 3
暗嫩有一个朋友名叫耶拿达是大卫长兄示尼亚的儿子这耶拿达为人极其狡猾这里提到大卫的长子名字叫做暗嫩
Here described the firstborn of David, Amnon
暗嫩有一个朋友、啊、就是他的堂兄弟叫耶拿达
Amnon had a friend who was also his cousin whose name was Jonadab
圣经特别讲到耶拿达这个人呢，他为人、啊、极其狡猾。
And the Bible describes Jonadab as a very man, a very shrewd man.、
啊、他有一些的小聪明。
He had clever wits.、
哦、他常常会出一些点子、啊、但是是一些坏点子。
And he would often have bad ideas and tricks.
这个暗嫩呢，他就没有问说你是谁。
But Amnon did not ask who are you.、
啊、他就。跟这个耶拿达有很深厚的交往。
Amnon had a close relationship with his friend Jonadab.
啊，结果他后来呢，就采用了耶拿达给他出的这个坏主意。
And therefore Amnon took Jonadab's advice.
啊，结果让他在人生当中留下了一个污点。
And caused him to sin.、
啊、不但这样子，我们继续看这个故事，甚至他为自己惹来了杀身之祸。
And if we continue to read the story, we will find out that in the end he even died because of this.
所以这样看来，安嫩这个人的人生是大大的失败。
And therefore, from this we can see that Amnon's life failed.
也是因为他没有问清楚你是谁。
And the failure is because he did not ask clearly, "Who are you?"
所以我们再看箴言十八章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言十八章第四节。
Proverbs 18 verse 4.
二十四节
Sorry, verse 24
说滥交朋友的志气败坏但有一个朋友比弟兄更亲密、啊、这里说有一个朋友比弟兄更亲密
Here describe that there are some friends who are more loyal than brothers、
啊、朋友不在于多、
It doesn't matter how many friends you have、
啊、有一个真正的朋友一个好朋友那也就够了
As long as you have one best friend or one true friend then it is enough
那、啊、我们也常常 啊，说这个朋友呢，啊，就是主耶稣基督。
And we often say that this friend of ours is Jesus Christ.
啊，主耶稣，我们一定要交上这一个，啊，这一个朋友。
Jesus Christ is a friend that we must have.
保罗成功的啊第二个因素啊，就是他问说，我当做什么？
The second key of Paul's success was by asking, "What should I do?"
在对的时候做对的事情。
To do the right thing at the right timing.
环境会改，时机会改。
Because our surroundings and the times often change.
有时候我们人的脚步，我们人的方向需要做调整。
Sometimes we must redirect our own paths.
在生活当中有一些是不可改变的。
In our lives, there are some things that we cannot change.
啊，比如说这纯正的信仰，这是不可改变的。
For example, our one and only true faith is something that we cannot change.
而生活当中也有很多是可以改变，甚至必须改变的。
But there are many things in our life that we can change, and there are some that we must change.
啊，如果应该改变，我们把握住了，我们就成功了。
If something that we must change and we changed it, then we have succeeded.
所以我们要常常问我当做什么。
And therefore, we must often ask ourselves, "What should I do?"
我是不是需要做一个调整
？Should I readjust myself?
我们举一个例子来看。
Let us look at an example.
请看《撒母耳记上》二十一章。
First Samuel chapter 21.
撒母耳记上二十一章第十节。
First Samuel chapter 1 verse 10.
二十一章。
First Samuel chapter 21, verse 10.
第十节，那日大卫起来躲避扫罗，逃到加特王雅吉那里。十一。
Verse 11.
雅吉的臣仆对雅吉说：“这不是以色列国王大卫吗？那里的妇女跳舞唱和，不是指的他说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万吗？”十三。
13.
十二。
12.
大卫将这话放在心里，甚惧怕加特王雅吉。十三。
Verse 13.
就在众人面前改变了刑场的举动，在他手下假装疯癫，在城门的门扇上胡写乱画，使唾沫留在胡子上。十四。
Verse 14.
雅吉对臣仆说：“你们看，这人是疯子，为什么带他到我这里来呢？”十五。
15.
我岂缺少疯子？你们带这人到我面前疯癫吗？这人岂可进我的家呢？这是在描述大卫他逃难当中的一次遭遇。
This passage described an experience David had when he was fleeing from Saul.
我们知道大卫从一个牧羊人，在一夜之间成了以色列人的英雄。
We know David became a hero from a shepherd.
变成一个英雄。
He became a hero.
因为他杀死了哥利亚。
Because he killed Goliath.
让以色列人击败了非利士人。
And therefore the Israelites were able to conquer the Philistines.
我们实在看到大卫这个人，他是这个爱神的名，爱他的国家，爱他的百姓。
We know that God is David loved God very much, and he loved his people and loved his nation.
他也忠于他的国王扫罗。
And he was very loyal to his king Saul.
但是人世间的生活常常就是很矛盾。
However, there are often dilemmas in our lives.
越是好，有时候越是让人误会甚至嫉妒。
The better you are, it often causes other people's jealousy.
结果大卫的成为英雄，马上带来的就是他要成为一个逃难的亡命之徒。
And therefore, David's becoming of a hero caused him to become someone in refuge and someone on the run.
在实在是走投没路的时候。
And when he was at a dead end.
他想到说，干脆到最危险的地方去，到敌人那里去。
And he thought of an idea that he should go to his enemy, where his most dangerous spot may be the safest.
人出名实在真的很可怕。
It is quite scary how fame can cause you trouble.
大卫到非利士人那里，人家不是说这个英雄大卫，人家说是以色列的国王大卫。
And when David went to the Philistines, they called him the king of Israel.
这大卫 一听心就怕了，寒了。
And when David heard this, he was scared.
他是英雄啊。
He was a hero.
但是他知道现在不是摆英雄姿态的时候。
He knew it was not time for him to boast around.
现在最重要的是如何保住生命。
Most important for him to do was to protect his own life.
所以他不能够再冲英雄。
Therefore, he cannot boast around as the, with his new status of a hero.
在这个时候呢，他改变了他以往的那种形象。
And at this time, he changed his image.
这里说他好像疯癫了。
He pretended that he was insane.
这个菲利士王看到，哎呀，这大卫实在是可怜了。
And when the king of the Philistines saw David, he pitied him.
这个被扫罗王追杀的这个成了这副德性。
And he thought that David was has gone insane because of Saul's capturing.
何必跟这样的人计较呢？
And so the king did not mind David being there.
把他赶走就是了。
And so the king casted David out.
大卫就保住了生命了。
And by this way, David protected his own life.
大卫他成功了。
David succeeded.
他有在问说，我现在我当做什么？
Because he asked himself, what should I do now?
弟兄姐妹，你想成全到越说越离题了。
And brothers and sisters, you might thought that have gone off topic.
怎么在讲这个扫罗的这个问说主啊，你是谁？变成说到这个成功之道。
And because I have gone from the topic of Saul to talking about how to become successful.
因为我们在座有很多年轻人。
Because among us there are many youngsters.
我们都很优秀。
And we are all very very good.
Excellent.
陈
传道实在希望你们将来每一个都很成功。
And as a preacher, I really hope that all of you can be successful in the future.
所以陈传道忍不住的要教你这两招。
And therefore I can't but help myself to teach you these two.Points of success.
要常常问说我是谁。
You must often ask yourself, who are you?
要常常问自己说我当做什么。
You must often ask, who are you? And you must ask yourself, what should I do?
将来有一天你成功了，不要忘了陈传道就好。
And if one day you become successful, do not forget preacher Chen.
保罗他当时问那个没有看见但是听到声音的说主啊，你是谁
？So.At the time when Paul didn't know what was around him, he asked, "Who are you, Lord?"
我们看到保罗的一生他真的很很认真的、很用心的在追求、在认识主耶稣基督是谁。
If we examine the life of Paul, we can see that he diligently sought after who Jesus was.
所以我们都愿意承认。保罗他是一个很有爱心的人。
Therefore, we cannot but admit that Paul was someone with a great love.
因为他深深的认识耶稣基督。
Because he had known Jesus Christ deeply.
我们也都承认保罗在论这个救恩的时候，他论的实在好。
And we do understand that when
论这个救恩 ，talking about the salvation.
When Paul talked about salvation, he knew very well.
因为他实在是认识。主耶稣是谁
？Because he indeed knew Jesus Christ.
所以我们要从保罗对耶稣的认识，也来帮助我们认识耶稣是谁。
And therefore, from Paul's understanding of the Jesus Christ, this can help us to understand Jesus Christ.
也用保罗的这种认识，也激发我们真的去再更深入的去认识耶稣是谁。
And may this understanding of Paul help us to further understand Jesus Christ.
让我们每一个人都可以像保罗这样子的这么爱神，这么体会到神的爱。
So that all of us can understand and be like Paul to love God diligently.
让我们都像保罗一样成为一个有力的基督徒。
So that we can all become like Paul and become a very strong Christian.
在保罗的追求里头，他认识了。耶稣就是那个先知所预言的弥赛亚救主。
Throughout Paul's pursuit, he understood that Jesus was the prophesied Savior.
这些犹太人他们知道，从创世纪以来，一直在启示着弥赛亚的来到。
The Jewish people, ever since from the times of the Genesis, they have waited for a Messiah.
哦，弥赛亚来了，要带给人拯救，要带给人和平，要带给人复兴。
They hope for this Messiah to come so that they can, so that he can bring peace and joy and salvation to the people. 哦，
在先知书里头，尤其在以赛亚书里头，更多这样子对弥赛亚的预言。
And therefore, there are a lot of prophecies made in the book of Isaiah.
啊，甚至连很细节的，他要出生在哪里，都预言了。
Down to the point of very details such as where the Messiah will be born.
但是很可惜的，保罗起初他并没有认识耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Unfortunately, Paul did not recognize Jesus as the Messiah in the first place.
啊，当他问耶稣说：“主啊，你是谁？”
When Paul asked Jesus Christ, "Who are you, Lord?"
主耶稣的回答说：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。”
Jesus answered that I am the Jesus that you persecuted. I am the Nazareth.
啊，所以从此保罗全心全力的要来认识主耶稣，啊，认识这个耶稣。
And from then on, Paul was dedicated to understand Jesus Christ and to know Jesus Christ.
他就发现他所等待的弥赛亚原来就是这一位主耶稣。
And then Paul found out that the Messiah he had waited for is indeed Jesus Christ.
啊，今天我们有没有像保罗这样的去努力的去发现到说这就是我的救主？
Today, have we took the time to understand that Jesus Christ is indeed our Lord.
在时候满足了，他为我们而降生。
When the time was fulfilled, he was born to us.
保罗发现，耶稣就是那一位为我们钉死在十字架上的救主。
Paul found out that Jesus Christ was the Christ that died on the cross for us.
保罗越去认识耶稣，他内心有越大的感动。
The more Paul understood Jesus Christ, the more he was touched within his heart.
他发现耶稣人生的每一个脚步是一直走向受刑罚的十字架。
He understood that every step Jesus took in his life, took him and led him towards crucifixion.
保罗发现耶稣是为他钉十字架。
And Paul found out that Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross for him.
哦，他强调说是为我。
And he emphasized that Jesus Christ died for me.
哦，那一种感受，那一种。对神的爱 的体会是有多么的深。
And this was deep experience that Paul had towards God's life.
因为他实在是用心的去查考，主啊，你是谁
？Because he indeed studied diligently who Jesus was.
保罗是这么的魔幻，那不是偶然的。
And therefore Paul was so excellent, not because it did not come naturally.
他终于发现了，先知所预言的都应验在主耶稣的身上。
He found out that all that was prophesied towards the Savior was fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
请看以赛亚书五十三章。
Turn to book of Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章第二节。
Isaiah 53 verse 2.
他在主面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容。我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。第三节
Verse 3，
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。第四节
Verse 4，
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。第五节
Verse 5，
哪知他为我们的过患受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。第六
，six，
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。主使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。保罗懂得旧约圣经。
Paul knew the Old Testament very well.
他知道在这里所描述的这个仆人是这么的伟大。
He understood the greatness of this servant who died for us.
但是这好像只是一个圣经里头的知识。
But that seemed just like a biblical knowledge.
哦，如果没有一个实体，那这只是一个知识而已。
Without a real experience, it was just mere biblical knowledge.
哦，可以感动，但是是很轻微的感动。
It could slightly touch us, but not greatly.
但是现在有一个活生生的主耶稣基督， 经历了这样的事情。
But now Paul truly experienced Jesus Christ.
他发现了、啊、他所逼迫的耶稣就是那个这里所描写的那一个担当罪孽的啊的这个主耶稣。
He discovered that the Jesus Christ that he persecuted was the Jesus Christ that died on the cross to take upon all our sins.
因此他也去领会到了说施洗约翰对耶稣的介绍。
And therefore he also understood what the description that John Baptist had toward Jesus Christ.
施洗约翰说：“看那、啊、神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。”
John the Baptist preached about how God's Lamb will take away all the sins of the people.
所以现在十字架对保罗来讲，那不一样了、啊。
And therefore now the cross had a different meaning for Paul.
这十字架不再是一个刑罚的工具。
This cross was not merely a tool for punishment.
这十字架成为神的爱的表明。
This cross became a symbol of God's love.
这十字架表明了神的赦免。
And this cross symbolizes the mercy of God.
所以在保罗的侍奉里头，虽然有很多的这种被误会或者陷害啊，但是他能够胜过。
And therefore, throughout Paul's servitude, even though he often suffered, he was always able to overcome them.
因为他认识了那个主耶稣基督就是为他钉十字架的救主。
Because he understood that Jesus Christ was the Savior that died for him on the cross.
所以为了主耶稣基督的恩典，他也能够来承担，也能够来忍受。
And therefore, by the grace of Jesus Christ, he was able to withstand and he was able to bear the pain.
啊、所以今天凡是来到主耶稣面前的人也都一样能够去尝到得赦免的这个大恩典。
And therefore today all who come forward to Jesus Christ will able to taste this redemption that Jesus Christ has given us.
被赦免得着永生的福气。
To be redeemed from our sins and to receive eternal blessings.
你有没有用心的去认识主耶稣是谁？
Have you truly understood and know Jesus Christ?
保罗他认识了主耶稣就是那个复活的救主。
Paul knew that Jesus Christ was the Lord that resurrected.
主耶稣的复活啊，来证明了主耶稣的神性。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ symbolizes Jesus' godly characters.
在主耶稣的时代，那一些犹太人的领袖，他们是想把耶稣除掉，来除掉他们生活当中的一些觉得是麻烦。
During the time of Jesus Christ, the Jewish people thought Jesus was troublesome because he was causing them trouble.
我们请看约翰福音十一章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章四十七节。
Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 47.
祭司长和法利赛人聚集公会说，这人行好些神迹，我们怎么办他呢？48节。若这样由着他，人人都要信他，罗马人也要来夺我们的地土和我们的百姓。49。内中有一个人名叫该亚法，本年做大祭司，对他们说，你们不知道什么。50节。独不想一人替百姓死，免得通国灭亡，这就是你们的益处。主耶稣传道，主耶稣医病赶鬼。
Jesus preached and he healed and he casted out. He casted out demons.
当时就有好多被社会所瞧不起、摒弃的人，他们需要耶稣，所以他们来到耶稣那里。
Many people who were rejected by the society needed Jesus and they came to Jesus.
主耶稣讲道理有力量。
Jesus had the power to speak and preach.
主耶稣彰显他的能力，带给他们恩惠。
And Jesus Christ manifested his power and brought them grace and peace.
所以有好多的人风闻啊，也来跟随着耶稣。
And therefore, when many other people heard this, they all came to follow Jesus Christ.
一开始我说，这罗马帝国给犹太社会他们有一些的这个自由。自己管理自己的权利。
As I've mentioned earlier, the Roman emperors gave the Jews some power to be to be authority over their own people.
啊，所以这些管理阶层呢，啊，他们有一个任务，就是帮助罗马政府来保持着这犹太社会的这种安定。
And so these councils had the duty of keeping peace within the Jewish people in the Roman society.
啊，不要有这个叛变的事情。
So that no rebellions will occur.
啊，但是这犹太人他们一直是想要脱离这个罗马的统治。
However, in fact, the Jewish people have always wanted to be freed from the rule of the Roman Empire.
哦，如果有叛乱的事情，罗马就会出兵来干涉。
Whenever there were rebellions and riots, the Roman Empire would send out troops to defeat them to restrain them.
哦，那这些犹太管理阶层呢，他们就没有尽到他们的责任。
Then these Jewish councils will be blamed to not have fulfilled their responsibilities.
所以这些人他们就恐怕耶稣这又是一个叛变的事件。
And therefore these councils fear that Jesus Christ will bring upon other riots.
哦，所以赶快预防。
And therefore they wanted to prevent this.
我们看到人心真的是非常险恶。
And therefore we can see the evilness of man's heart.
啊，就有人提议，那么就把它除掉。
And so one council suggested that we should get rid of this man.
啊，这就是我们的益处啦。
This will bring advantage to us.
很可怕的，为了自己的，为了益处是可以置人于死地。
Therefore, this evilness of the heart, we can see the evilness of this people's heart that we would put others to death just for our own benefits.
哦，这是当初他们是这样想说，那就把耶稣除掉就没事了。
And therefore, at this time, they thought, as long as we get rid of Jesus Christ, then we will be okay.
啊，但是耶稣他却复活了。
But Jesus Christ resurrected.
啊，因为耶稣的复活，所以我们才能够很有把握的知道，将来我们也要复活。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we can clearly know that in the future we will resurrect too.
那换耶稣的坟墓已经空了。
Because the tomb that once laid Jesus' body was empty.
好多人看见了，那就是见证。
And many people eyewitnessed it.
哦，尤其在耶稣升天之后，赐下圣灵来。
Especially when Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent down his Holy Spirit.
耶稣的这些门徒，他们生活改变了。
And the disciples of Jesus Christ changed their lifestyles.
啊，领受的圣灵也证明了耶稣是复活了。
And the receiving of the Holy Spirit also proved that Jesus truly resurrected.
保罗他也领受了圣灵的浇灌。
Paul also was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以他知道耶稣就是那一位复活的救主。
Therefore he understood that Jesus Christ was the Lord that resurrected.
啊，所以保罗再苦他不离开耶稣。
Therefore no matter how hard he suffered, Paul would not leave Jesus Christ.
保罗他也发现了耶稣是谁。
And Paul also found out who Jesus was.
耶稣就是那一位要再来的救主。
Jesus was indeed the Messiah, the Savior that was to come again.
啊，耶稣受死，他复活，他升天，他还要再来。
Jesus died and he resurrected. He ascended to heaven. He will come again.
耶稣他一定要来实现他那个最伟大的应许。
And Jesus will surely come to fulfill his promise.
请看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第一节到第三节。
Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 1-3.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。第二。
Two.
我在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。第三。
Verse 3.
我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。主耶稣被抓之前，他安慰门徒。
Before Jesus was captured, he consulted his disciples.
啊，他说：“你们不要忧愁。”
He told them not to be worried.
啊，主耶稣说：“我去了是为你们预备地方的。”
Jesus said, "I have gone to prepare a place for you."
啊，我预备好了，我一定要再来。
Once I have prepared the place, I will surely come back again.
我要接你们到那里去。
And I will take you myself so that you can be where I am.
在那里要跟主耶稣基督永远的同在。
And there you will forever be with me.
彼得他问主啊，你是谁？
And so Peter asked, Lord, who are
Paul
asked, Jesus, who are you?
他真的也用心的去认识耶稣是谁。
And Paul wholeheartedly sought after Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是那一位要再来的救主。
Jesus Christ was the Savior that was to come again.
所以保罗他受了再多的苦，他还是能够承受。
And therefore, no matter how hard Paul had to suffer, he was able to withstand it.
他也明白这些受苦是帮助我来准备我自己。
And he understood that all his sufferings is to help him prepare himself better.
因为我必须准备好来迎接救主耶稣的再来。
He had to be prepared to receive the second coming of Jesus Christ.
否则的话，我们很难去想象保罗他为什么能够受那么多的苦。
Otherwise, it is hard for us to imagine how Paul can withstand so much suffering.
我们请再看一节圣经，罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 18.
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。请念。
Verse 18. I consider that what we suffer at this present time cannot be compared with all the glory that is going to be revealed to us.
保罗他很诚实，他说我现在是有苦楚。
Paul was honest in saying that he was suffering.
信耶稣不是会让我们成为超人。
To believe in Christ does not make us Superman.
不会说这个肚子不会饿，被打不会痛。
It does not make us overcome our physical hungers and our physical feelings.
保罗说我现在是有苦楚啊。
Paul said, indeed, I am suffering now.
没东西吃是真的会饿得发昏啊。
And when he does not eat, he truly will feel hungry.
被鞭打是会痛的啊。
And when he was whipped, he will feel pain.
但是为什么能够熬过去？
But the only reason that he could withstand these sufferings.
他说比起那将来要显于我们的荣耀。
Is because they cannot compare to all the glory that is to come.
保罗知道这位耶稣就是要再来的救主。
Paul understood that Jesus Christ was the Lord that will come again.
只要我准备好了，
as long as he is prepared,
我就要一同领受那个极重无比的荣耀。
Then he will receive the glory.
我们认识耶稣有多少？
How much do we know Jesus Christ?
这决定会决定我们做多少的准备。
This will affect how much preparation we make.
我们不能够只说我将来要去天国。
We cannot merely say we want to go into the heavenly kingdom in the future.
但是对那个主人我们没有很深的认识。
And not have any understanding of the master of that kingdom.
也没有准备好要去承受那个产业。
And we cannot be unprepared to inherit that heritage.
保罗自从被耶稣显召之后，他就一直的信靠耶稣。
When Paul was chosen by Jesus Christ, he believed in him.
那也因为他的信靠，他越去认识了耶稣。
And because of this belief, he further understood Jesus Christ.
今天我们100%的来信靠耶稣，我们也要得到100%的答案。
Today, if we believe in Jesus Christ 100%, then we will receive 100% reward.
但愿我们都能够像保罗这样子的认识耶稣那么多。
May we all be like Paul and understand Jesus Christ and know Jesus Christ.
我们心里也像保罗常常这样在问着主啊，你是谁？
May our hearts often sought after Jesus Christ and ask, Who are you, Lord?
主耶稣愿意被我们多多的认识。
Because Jesus Christ is willing to be known and understood by us.
唱诗137首。
Let's sing hymn 137.